News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain on Sunday became the latest country to accuse Iran of carrying out an attack on an Israeli-managed oil tanker off the coast of Oman last Thursday that killed a Briton and a Romanian. Iran earlier on Sunday denied it was involved in the incident after it was blamed by Israel. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab claims assessments had concluded it was highly likely Iran had used one or more drones to carry out the, quote, unlawful and callous attack. He says the country is working with international partners on a response to this unacceptable attack. The U.S. Navy said on Saturday early indications clearly pointed to a drone attack, and the USS Ronald Reagan was assisting in getting the vessel to port safely. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday he does not expect the United States will return to lockdowns despite the growing risks of COVID-19 infections posed by the Delta variant. Fauci telling ABC he thinks enough Americans are vaccinated to avoid numbers seen last winter, but not enough to crush the outbreak. The surge in Delta variant cases is rattling the globe. Parts of Asia that were previously relatively successful in containing COVID-19, such as the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, are now locking down hotspots. Some are pushing back against new restrictions. Beginning Monday, Army personnel will help police Australia's biggest city, Sydney, checking that people who have tested positive are isolating. In France, where the government is fighting a fourth wave of infections, thousands of people protested for a third weekend in a row against the introduction of a mandatory health pass, proving vaccination or a negative test for entry to many public venues. This is VOA News. North Korean state media is reporting Kim Yo-jong